Hello and welcome to this session. I'm Joel Reyes, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft. And during this time, we're going to spend some time talking about the Microsoft OpenXML standard and how we support that within our platform. And also explore how Link enables the processing of OpenXML-based documents. It is a very powerful language integrated query technology that can be applied for processing XML data sources. And given that the OpenXML file format is based on XML, then obviously these two things fit very naturally within our platform to enable developers to process documents. Before we dive into the specifics, let me tell you just quickly where OpenXML comes from. Typically, you'll see it referred to as OpenXML or OOXML or simply OXML. And it's a technology or a format, if you will, that Microsoft developed as part of Office. So in 2003 and before that, we rely heavily on a binary proprietary system for storing documents created in the Microsoft suite. Starting with 2007, we started supporting this new format, submitted it to ECMA, got approved, and now we're anticipating that in Office 14, we'll see, again, continued support for OpenXML, but now reflecting the changes that were made when this was submitted as a final standard to ISO and all the ratifications that went with it. So we are excited to see OpenXML being open to the world across different platforms and also being heavily supported within our own platform within the Microsoft suite. Why do we need OpenXML? Documents are an intrinsic part of any process, whether it's manual or automated. So it's not just documents that get created by people and printed to a printer. These are means by which processes flow through a given life cycle. Open format allows for basically any application to be able to access those documents, which means that you're not limited to just a given technology, say like Microsoft Office or some other custom application. So the application itself can evolve over time and yet preserve in a standard global format the documents that are created out of it. So any application that can understand XML can then easily tap into that document and be able to make sense of it. So we have OpenXML as a global open standard for storing, preserving, retrieving, and changing just about any document that is created using that standard, which means that institutions like banks and government can rely on this format to be able to store documents for a very long period of time and without jeopardizing the ability to getting back to that data at a future time. Plus, you have a set of APIs that will be available to other platforms, right? So that they can too tap into those documents. So we're no longer limited to having to have Microsoft Office on the desktop to do it. Any application can do anything it needs to do with those documents that are stored on OpenXML. So during this lab, what we're going to do, we're going to go through a little bit of understanding, some kind of a tour about OpenXML and how this whole packaging works. So we rely on the Open Packaging Convention for that. Then now we're going to switch over to Visual Studio and show you a little bit about how the actual XML APIs are integrated into the .NET framework. And then moving from there, show you how you can use Link to query against those documents for a given purpose. First thing is, as you can see here, I have a document called an overview of Visual Studio 2008. Notice that it has the .docx extension that should be familiar to most of us. If we open this document quickly, just to show you the content, you see here I have an image and I have some text and so on, just a normal document. Now let's take a look at what's going on behind the scene with this document and how the zip packaging plays a role in this. Let's rename this zip file and see what happens. So once you do that, notice that you have now, instead of a doc document or a docx document, you have basically a zip file. And if you see inside this zip file, there is a well-defined structure where it has some logic behind it. I have a relationships folder, I have a document properties folder, and I have a Word folder. This Word folder basically represents the document itself, if you will. So within that document, there are further relationships. All the fonts are grouped together into a folder. If there are images or some other media type of files that are included within the document, they'll show up on their media. So if you can see here, I have two images. The image says Visual Studio 2008, which is at the top of the document, and a second image that has the actual pattern. So you can see that even though it looks like one unit, it actually has a structure within it that mimics that of a folder structure. And if we look farther here, we can see that we have documents, we have font table, the footers and headers and so on. So the document contains the main document, if you will. And the thing is that we have basically defined the contents of the document, as the name implies, using standard XML. So we have here basically references to all the different relationships that are associated with a particular section of the document. Notice that here I have a reference to the image, one of the images that shows up at the top of the document. But in the end, this is just, even though the naming convention we use, is short names just to keep the document size small, at the end we have basically an XML structure. And this is where link to XML comes into play in terms of enabling the reading of this XML so that then we can overlay some kind of a query structure on top of it and be able to navigate the document contents. So let's take a look at them now, how programmatically I can go about doing that. The Virtual Lab provides steps for us to create a Windows Forms application that basically allows you to select a folder containing documents, specify a word that you want to find in those documents, and then displays the results on the screen. I want to also point out that the framework itself already contains all the classes that you need to actually work with the packaging, which is basically the .docx compiles a zip file. Also, all the XML classes that you need to extract to manipulate that XML that's inside those documents. And also basically link to XML technology, which enables you to provide query for those XML collection of elements that we extract from the document. If we go back down to the class implementation for performing the query, which is the focus of the lab, we have three steps that we need to take. One, we need to create a package, which in essence is going to take the document and open it up. It's going to point to a particular URI within the document, and we are concerned about tapping into the documents.xml because it is the one that contains the actual document content. And we create basically a document part from that can then be extracted through XML Reader, and from there we create a collection of elements from that XML. Then once we have that collection of elements in the form of a Word doc collection, then we are ready to issue a query against that collection to actually extract from there, based on a particular namespace of interest, what values we want from it. So queries that are of this nature can be accomplished easily using link to XML. And once you do that in a natural way within the leveraging C# syntax, it becomes a very productive approach to handling data access within your application. Then once that's done, I have basically within the query object, I have all the data that I am interested in based on the search parameter that I provided, which will be a keyword to search for. And once you do that, basically you can create a list in this scenario, populate that list with those results, and pass it on to the UI so that it can populate the user control that is going to display the results. So as you can see, this is a very straightforward process for being able to extract data from those documents, process them, and then do whatever specific action you need to take, either on the UI or applying some business rules to it. So let's run the application and see how that works. So let's select the folder that contains all the documents. Let's provide a keyword here, say visual, and let's just execute on that. So notice how the system goes through that folder, process all the documents in it. Within each document, then it finds, using the link to XML, it finds that keyword visual, and it provides me with a snapshot on the UI. Now, this is a very powerful approach for things like being able to scan massive amount of documents and replace some text in it. So imagine that your company just recently changed name or got merged or something, and you have a collection of these Word documents and business forms and so on, and you want to be able to reflect the company name throughout so you don't have to go and do it manually, right? So this will be an approach that you can use for that purpose so that you can massively process those documents, search for the keywords that you're interested in, and replace them on the spot, and then save the document back. So this indeed is a very productive way of managing documents at that level. And that technology can then be used basically anywhere where you can create an instance of a .NET class, which makes it very flexible. Very well, so we've reached the end of this virtual lab. Now it is time for you to give it a try. So you can visit this location shown here to go directly to the virtual environment that would enable you to follow step-by-step instructions on how to replicate what we've seen on video here today. I hope you enjoy and good luck.